Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by David D. Burns is a landmark book in the field of psychology that has revolutionized the way we understand and treat depression. Since its publication, it has helped millions of people around the globe to combat depression without medication using cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, principles. Burns offers a compelling argument that our thoughts have a profound impact on our mood, and by changing our negative patterns of thinking, we can significantly improve our mental health. This book is a practical guide that encourages readers to take an active role in their recovery, providing tools and techniques to change their outlook on life, and consequently, their feelings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the link between thoughts and mood in Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy. David Burns introduces the concept of cognitive distortions, which are irrational thought patterns that contribute to persistent negative feelings. He identifies several types of distortions, such as all-or-nothing thinking, overgeneralization, and jumping to conclusions. Now, Burns explains how these distortions create a vicious cycle that leads to depression and anxiety. The book emphasizes the importance of recognizing these faulty thought patterns and practicing strategies to challenge and replace them with more balanced thoughts. Learning to identify and correct cognitive distortions is crucial for improving emotional well-being and is a foundational aspect of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Secondly, the power of daily mood logs. One of the practical tools Burns advocates for is the use of daily mood logs. This technique involves tracking one's emotional state, the thoughts accompanying these emotions, and the events that triggered them. By regularly monitoring these aspects, individuals can more easily discern patterns in their thought processes that lead to negative feelings. This awareness enables them to begin the work of challenging and restructuring those thoughts. The daily mood log is a powerful tool for self-reflection and for fostering accountability in one's journey towards a healthier mental state. It facilitates a deeper understanding of the connection between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Thirdly, techniques for challenging negative thoughts. Burns provides readers with a variety of techniques to combat negative thoughts, such as the double standard method, the experimental technique, and the survey method. These aim to counter cognitive distortions by encouraging individuals to treat themselves as they would a dear friend, to test the validity of their negative thoughts through experimentation, and to question the universality of their beliefs by surveying others. Each technique offers a unique approach to deal with self-criticism and pessimism, fostering a more compassionate and realistic perspective towards oneself. Implementing these strategies can significantly mitigate the impact of negative thoughts on one's mood. Fourthly, the role of medication in treating depression. While Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy, focuses primarily on cognitive behavioral techniques, Burns also discusses the role of medication in treating depression. He acknowledges that medication can be an effective treatment for some individuals, particularly those with severe depression. However, Burns advocates for a balanced approach, emphasizing that medication should not be viewed as a standalone solution. He suggests that combining medication with CBT can offer the most comprehensive strategy for managing depression. Burns's nuanced take underscores the importance of individualized treatment plans that consider both psychological and pharmacological interventions. Lastly, maintaining mental health in the long term, Burns highlights the importance of maintenance strategies to prevent relapse and maintain mental health long term. He suggests habitually practicing cognitive behavioral techniques, such as challenging negative thoughts and engaging in mood-boosting activities, to fortify against future episodes of depression. Additionally, Burns emphasizes the value of building a supportive social network and pursuing meaningful activities that align with one's values and interests. These proactive steps are crucial for sustaining the gains made during therapy and ensuring lasting emotional resilience. By incorporating these maintenance strategies into one's life, individuals can protect against the return of depressive symptoms and enjoy sustained well-being. In conclusion, Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by David D. Burns is an invaluable resource for anyone struggling with depression or seeking to improve their emotional health. Its comprehensive approach, combining practical CBT techniques with insights into the role of medication, makes it a powerful tool for individuals looking to take control of their mental well-being. The book is particularly suited for those who prefer a hands-on approach to therapy. as it provides numerous actionable strategies for combating negative thoughts and fostering a more positive outlook on life. By empowering readers to change their thought patterns, Burns' work offers hope and guidance toward a happier, more fulfilling life. This book can benefit anyone willing to engage with its principles, providing a path to recovery that is accessible and grounded in proven therapeutic practices. If you would like to support David D. Burns, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.